KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at high school softball first last night in girls class 4A regional play in Region 8. It was Creston downing Carroll 14-3, while Glenwood defeats Harlan 7-5. In class 4A Region 1, Denison a winner 10-1 over Storm Lake. Also in 5A first round play last night in Region 8, it was Abraham Lincoln beating Thomas Jefferson by a final of 13-1. Those winners advancing in the postseason tournament. Action will continue tonight in girls softball. Friday night regional play includes Atlantic hosting Shenandoah in Class 3A Region 8. Also, it'll be Kemper Catholic playing Pocahontas area. In Class 2A tonight, Region 1, Logan Magnolia plays Maple Valley. Also in Region 8, Trainer will play Underwood. In Class 1A play tonight in Region 2, Glidden-Ralston will play Newell Fonda this evening. Also in Region Number 7, Exira EHK will face River Valley. Charter Oak Ute plays Lawton Bronson. In Region 8, West Harrison plays Westwood, while Bedford will face Lennox. All those winners will advance. Also, the final girls softball rankings of the year for the two larger classes came out late yesterday. In 4A, Carlisle tops the list with Winterset ranked second. ADM is third. Waverly, Shell Rock, and West Delaware round out the top five. Lewis Central is at number 11, while Creston is 14. Perry is ranked 15th in this week's poll. Class 5A, Cedar Rapids Kennedy top rated with West Des Moines Valley, Johnston, Waukee, and Bettendorf, the top five in that top 15 list. In high school boys baseball play last night, regular season action, games involving Hawkeye 10 conference teams, it was Denison defeating Anamosa 18-8. Red Oaks swept a pair from East Mills 15-8 and 14-2. Trainer knocked off Clarinda 7-4, while Perry beat Kemper Catholic 7-6. Games involving Western Iowa Conference schools last night saw AHSTW defeat Sydney 18-1. Audubon over Woodward Granger 2-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Underwood 11-3. Cam and Tri-Center tied at 7 last night. That game was suspended in the top of the fourth inning, tied at 7 apiece. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Glidden-Ralston beating Panorama 7-3. Guthrie Center over Glidden-Ralston 2-1. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford beat Southwest Valley 9-8. Mount Air over Orient Maxburg 11-5 in boys baseball play last night. The Iowa High School Athletic Association released their postseason pairings for 3A and 4A baseball teams late yesterday afternoon. Among some of the local matchups in Class 3A District 8 in Substate 8, number 15 district at Winterset. Now, these will be on July 15th. The first game of the evening in that doubleheader at Winterset will be Atlantic facing Glenwood. That's a 5 o'clock start time. That'll be followed by Winterset versus Creston at 7 o'clock. The winners will play in the district final on July 18th at Winterset. Also in Substate 8, District number 16, these games will be played in Harlan. Denison will play Storm Lake in the early game at 5. That'll be followed by Carroll and Harlan at 7. And then the district final will be July 18th, also in Harlan, between those winners. Also in Class 4A, Substate 8 play, Abe Lincoln plays at Lewis Central. Thomas Jefferson plays at Waukee in first-round action on July 15th. Well, Stephen Piscotty hit a three-run homer, and Randall Grichuk also went deep to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 5-1 Thursday to avoid a four-game sweep and end the Pirates' season-best seven-game winning streak. Adam Wainwright worked seven effective innings for St. Louis, which reclaimed second place in the National League Central by a half game over Pittsburgh to end a rough 4-5 homestand. All-star Matt Carpenter joined Brandon Moss and Brian Pena on the 15-day disabled list earlier in the day. Piscotty's 11th homer was initially ruled off the top of the center field wall, but that call was overturned after review. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was New York over Washington 9-7, Atlanta topping Chicago in 11 innings 4-3, Colorado beat Philadelphia 11-2, San Diego shut out L.A. 6-0. Salvador Perez ripped a double off the wall in the ninth inning, scoring Whit Merrifield and Gerard Dyson, giving the Kansas City Royals a 4-3 win over the Seattle Mariners last night. Merrifield doubled off Steve Cishek, leading off the inning, and then Kendry Morales got plunked on the foot. Dyson came into pinch run, and Eric Hosmer struck out before Perez dug in to face the Mariners' closer. He lined a shot off the wall in center for his second career game-ending hit. Elsewhere in the American League, the Angels beat Tampa Bay 5-1, Toronto over Detroit 5-4, New York beat Cleveland 5-4, Minnesota topping Texas 10-1, and Oakland beat Houston 3-1. St. Louis Cardinals All-Star second baseman Matt Carpenter has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right oblique. There's no set timetable for his return. Rookie shortstop Aledmys Diaz, who's having a breakout season, will replace Carpenter on the All-Star team. Diaz was batting 319 with 12 homers and 44 RBIs. The Cardinals purchased the contract of catcher Michael McHenry from AAA Memphis. Carpenter Tuesday was named to his third National League All-Star team, the third St. Louis player in 3 days now to go on the DL. As mentioned, Aledmys Diaz will replace his teammate, Carpenter, on the National League roster for next week's All-Star game. The American League also made a change with Cleveland right-hander Corey Kluber stepping in for Toronto pitcher Marco Estrada, who's been placed on the 15-day disabled list. Those replacements were announced Thursday by National League manager Terry Collins of the New York Mets and AL manager Ned Yost of the Kansas City Royals. Carpenter made his third All-Star team but left Wednesday night's game against Pittsburgh with an injury. Diaz is batting 319 with 12 homers, 44 RBIs, 22 doubles, 54 runs scored, and a .382 on-base percentage with a .534 slugging percentage. Kluber, the 2014 AL Cy Young Award winner, will make his third All-Star debut in his sixth Major League season. Kluber is 8-8 with a .379 earned run average, striking out 114 batters in 114 innings. Also in baseball, Mets pitcher Matt Harvey could be done for the season after a specialist determined the one-time All-Star has symptoms consistent with thoracic outlet syndrome. General manager Sandy Alderson announced the diagnosis and said a decision on surgery is likely to come in the next few days before the All-Star break. Harvey is off to the worst start of his Major League career, going 4-10 with a .486 ERA and 17 starts. Well, Kevin Durant has been introduced by the Golden State Warriors at a news conference after signing a 2-year contract that's worth over $54 million. Durant said his meeting with the Warriors brass and new teammates Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson last Friday had a great vibe throughout the whole day. He joins a Warriors team that came back from a 3-1 deficit to beat Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference Finals before blowing a 3-1 lead in the finals against Cleveland. Durant's deal includes a player option after the first year. Dwayne Wade says his decision to leave Miami to sign with the Chicago Bulls felt surreal. The 12-time All-Star guard made the comment while co-hosting Live with Kelly. A day after coming to a free agent agreement with the Bulls, he spent his entire 13-year NBA career with the Heat, helping them to 3 NBA titles and winning the league's MVP award in 2006. Dallas wasted no time avoiding a repeat of last year's fiasco when they thought they had an agreement with DeAndre Jordan, only to have him decide to stay with the Clippers. Owner Mark Cuban tweeted a picture of Harrison Barnes playfully handcuffed to President of Basketball Operations Donnie Walsh moments after the free agent signing period opened. The former Golden State Warriors forward signed a 4-year, $94 million deal as soon as the rules allowed shortly after midnight. The Mavericks also have completed a trade with Golden State for center Andrew Bogut. Each team will get a future second-round draft pick in that deal. And the second big weekend of racing at the Iowa Speedway will be highlighted by Sunday afternoon's running of the Iowa Corn 300. Elio Castroneves is currently second in points in the IndyCar series and will be in search of his first victory of the season at a track that he says is physically taxing to race on.
Well, it's a short track, high-speed corners with high G load, and man, you just gotta believe it, you know. Hopefully the car is gonna make the corner, because we're pulling almost 5 G's out there in those corners, and this year is gonna be probably even more because we have more downforce. It's gonna be interesting.
This will be especially true this weekend as the race is 50 laps longer than the past years.
Basically, it might change a little bit of extra pit stop. We're also gonna be racing at daytime, which it's changed a little bit of the sensitive of the car. So it's there is some change, and we just got to adapt. But the good news is it's going to be the same for everyone.
With a late afternoon green flag, Castroneves says it's possible the track conditions could change as the race progresses.
If the sun doesn't go down like normally what we had at night race, it might not change much. If the sun stays there, track's going to be pretty consistent. Might drop a little bit, not dramatic. About 20 degrees normally will happen when the night comes in. So with that, it might be consistent all the way, but it might be very slippery too.
The track opens for practice runs on Saturday morning. There's an ARCA race on Saturday night and an Indy Lights race at 2:15 on Sunday, before the Iowa Corn 300 begins at 4:40 p.m. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.